Today, we're going to tune into our powerful inner self. This is the self that's connected to our intuition, to our gut feelings, to the dreams and the hopes we hold inside that we know can come true, but we aren't always sure how to access the forces that will bring them into fruition. These forces that we don't always see, but we trust are all around us and in all of our lives, are available to us all the time. But we aren't taught in this world how to tune into it. And we are expected instead to be rational and to follow in the footsteps of those who came before us. But we know that inside of us is a powerful, dynamic self that works with the forces of creation, that is divinely guided, and that can do things our rational mind doesn't always understand. And this conflict often bubbles up inside of us when what we want doesn't show up in our lives right away. We're going to begin by putting our hands on our heart. Take a deep breath here. We're going to drop everything except for the idea that our thoughts and our feelings create our lives. Whatever you believe is going to show up in your life. We'll often feel a conflict over this because we want to believe something, but deep down we believe something else. Perhaps we want to believe that we can be rich at any time. But deep down, we believe that there's not enough, and that's hard to come by. So what we're going to do today is tune into those deep core beliefs. See what's there, and know that we can change them at any time. Our core beliefs are like an undercurrent, sweeping everything along. If your core belief is that most people barely make it in life, and you've got to be realistic and just take whatever job you can, that's gonna underscore everything that you try to put on top of it. If you take classes and wealth management courses and attempt a lot of different things, that's just like dropping something into a river with a very strong undercurrent. It may fight upstream for a little bit, but eventually everything ends up getting swept downstream. With your eyes closed, continuing to breathe soft and slow, imagine now that there's a river running through you. And there's a powerful undercurrent to it. I'm going to ask you a question and trust that the first thing that comes up is the right thing, and it's the thing you need to know right now. And keep your hands on your heart. Now ask yourself, what belief is the undercurrent of my inner world? In what direction is everything being swept? whatever came up for you, know that it's self-created. And if you feel it's sweeping you in a direction you don't want to go, the first step in reversing that is to know what's there. It can be so much easier to deny that we're pushing ourselves in the wrong direction. And so to look at what your current is a very courageous, very big, and very powerful step. If you like the way things are going, if your undercurrent is positive, hopeful, open to possibility, open to synchronicity, then breathe into it and see everything just falling into that current, flowing with you and working with you. And if you feel you've lost your way a bit and your undercurrent is full of doubt, full of other people's beliefs about this world, full of fears over the future, know that nobody has power over this current except for you. And ask yourself, what would it take to reverse this in a way that is more aligned with you and your highest vision for yourself? Trust again the first thing that comes up. Just ask yourself, what is my next step? How can I change this? And know that you absolutely can. Whatever you can do in one direction, you can do in another. However powerful the current is, that's how powerful it can be in the other way. With your step in mind, breathe into it. That's all we're ever asked to do, is to take one step after another. One step after another can change things faster than we believe, because those steps will begin to build momentum. It will build on themselves until eventually you aren't taking steps in the other direction, but you're taking leaps and you're flying. And then one day, your entire current has reversed and you're flowing the other way, and everything flows with you. That is the power of your inner self. Take one more moment to reflect on where you're at and what your next step is. When you're ready, take a deep breath and open your eyes and smile. Because you got this. You are powerful, and you are in tune with yourself.